They weren't exactly words we are used to hearing from David Cameron. Money is no object, he told us. Declaring the floods a national emergency, he said everything necessary would be spent to deal with them. And here is our reporter, Tim Johns.
More than 1,000 homes have flooded in the past week. More are at risk, and the wind and rain stubbornly refuse to abate. In fact, the storms could go on and on until May. In Somerset, the misery for many has been ongoing for weeks, and residents there, as well as those along the flooded banks of the River Thames, have been critical of the support they've been offered. But now, a financial ray of light has broken through the clouds. It comes from the Prime Minister himself, and his comments couldn't be much bolder.
Money is no object in this relief effort. Whatever money is needed for it will be spent.
Wow, it looks like a blank cheque is on offer. But what should it be used to pay for?
I'm afraid it's going to be another difficult day for passengers. That's groundwater coming up into the railway as much as flooding coming sideways.
Our rail network is suffering, not least in Dawlish. But hey, don't worry, because
money is no object.
Then there's this.
The insurance industry has been in sort of major incident mode now for the last 6 weeks and will certainly continue to be so for several months to come, I suspect.
If insurance companies are being tricksy and refusing to pay out in some cases, perhaps the government can pay because
money is no object.
And while we're at it, maybe the government can absorb the inevitable nationwide rise in insurance premiums because
money is no object.
In Somerset, 65 million cubic metres of water have caused havoc for farmers.
We've never had flooding in the sense of this.
We're in a lot of trouble.
But hopefully now help is at hand, because the Prime Minister has already specified that up to £10 million will go to farm relief, because, of course,
money is no object.
Then there's the immediate clean-up for these people.
I'm in approximately 10 and a half, 11 inches of water, and it's covering the whole of the ground floor.
Sorting out flooded houses in the short term can now be done, because
money is no object.
And I guess the Labour leader Ed Miliband needn't worry.
This is a wake-up call this winter for the investment in flood defences that we need.
We can sort out the best future flood defences money can buy, because
money is no object.
But why stop there? We've got a blank cheque. We could compensate businesses and individuals who have lost earnings, because
money is no object.
We could buy food for flood victims, because
money is no object.
And while we're at it, previous flood victims never got a blank cheque. Perhaps we should dish out a load of compensation to those who suffered flooding at Christmas, because
money is no object.
And victims of the 2012 floods, come to think of it, and the 2007 floods, and maybe all the flood victims of all the floods ever, because apparently
money is no object in this relief effort.